Baby chips. I predict with confidence that there will be serious proposals to implant ID chips into newborn infants in the near future. We already do that with our pets. Never lose Fido again. Find out where Fifi is. Why not with our kids? Insert the invisible, harmless, permanent chip right after birth. The advantages would be obvious. Keep in touch with your children anytime. Find out where they are on prom night. Want to know how far they've gone? Just check the icon on the screen and you know. But there's more to it than that when you take a second look. Find out where they are, sure. But find out as well where they've been and what they had to eat and drink. Listen in on a recording of their conversations. How about that? Find out where they went, how fast, and what they ordered from the internet, and how they voted. All on the chip. At first, this sounds really promising and easy and inexpensive. Just a little more protection for our most precious of connections, right? At second glance, there's lots more at stake here. Kids are neither dogs, nor cats, nor goldfish, nor hamsters. They are individual human beings, all their own, with likes and dislikes, voices and choices, and each with their own individual set of freedoms guaranteed by the Constitution and their individual majestic creator. Their precious freedom extends a long, long way from their center out to the very edge, and that includes the right to make decisions, including questionable ones, and their own mistakes, and perhaps even the right to get lost. The baby chip would be a marketer's dream and a freedom lover's nightmare. Don't let them chip away at our basic freedom. Beware conformity.